Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the harms of zulm, committing oppression, any type of oppression. We explain whether it is physical, whether it's psychological, whether it's financial, whether it's mental. Whatever type of oppression a person causes, this is something that Sharia doesn't like. And in turn, a person should make up any oppression he causes, whatever it is, he should try and make up for it with the person that he has caused the oppression. And today's hadith we'll see that a Muslim is something that is totally opposite from any type of oppression, any type of zulm, any type of transgressing the limits, transgressing any type of limits as far as hurting, harming someone else is concerned. A Muslim is someone that is far from it. So today's hadith, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al Muslimu man salima al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, wal muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu muttafaqun alayhi. This is one hadith that we may have heard from young, from small. We would have heard it, learned it in the madrasa. Because it makes up such a fundamental part of our deen. Simple hadith, but very, very deep in meaning. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. So what this means, ulama explain, is that a Muslim doesn't cause any type of verbal harm to anyone. Number one. Number two, his hands doesn't cause any type of physical harm to anyone. Whatever type of physical harm, through his hands, nothing is caused to another Muslim. He ensures that his brother is safe. In fact, a Muslim is one that brings peace, one that has brought peace, brings peace. The first thing that comes out of the tongue of a Muslim when he sees another Muslim, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. In other words, he's moving with peace, he's bringing peace, he's making a person feel comfortable before the person can even talk to him. Forget about causing any type of harm and any type of zulm. One above, much higher than that, is peace be upon you. That in my company, peace should be upon you. There is no such thing as any harm. Feel comfortable, feel welcome. That's why you find that Allah Ta'ala has made it such. It mustn't be a thing of pride. Pride should never come in our hearts. But generally you'll find that when a Muslim moves in an area, how happy people get. That a Muslim person has moved in an area. So long as our akhlaq is good, even the non-Muslims will see it recently when we had that lockdown, and the masjid was distributing hampers. And like that, many, many masjids were distributing it throughout the country. Allah Ta'ala made it such that the masajid became the center point for distribution and assistance to those that were in need. To such an extent that the churches around were sending messages that if any of their followers, any of the congregants need any hampers, they must come to the mosque and pick up hampers. So like that, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that a Muslim is such that he's helping, he's caring, he's sharing, he's assisting, he's a means of welfare and happiness even for the non-Muslims. He's a means of assisting them. And the biggest fikr we should have is how Allah Ta'ala can make each one of them Muslim. Not that a Muslim is such that now he goes and he sacrifices his deen so that he becomes like them and he integrates with them. No, he makes that fikr in the niyat that how they can also become Muslims, how they can become proper Muslims. We also must become proper Muslims. Okay, just some few points from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that a Muslim is one. Why tongue is mentioned before hands? Ulama explained that generally you find that before anybody is harmed with somebody's hands, first the tongue starts, first the argument starts, first the fighting part starts, the quarrel starts, and then after that a person gets heated up, and then the hands start. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the brilliance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he used the word tongue first. That even before you can get to the hand stage, the tongue already is safe from another Muslim. Another Muslim is safe. You don't even use your tongue. You don't swear him. You don't abuse him. You don't pick on him. You don't swear his mother, father, grandmother, anybody. Everyone is safe from the way you speak. In fact, your speech is such that it must be comforting for the next person. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a Muslim is one whose tongue and hands another Muslim is safe from. Ulama explained that hands here will mean any type of action that he can do, any type of work that he can do, or any type of assistance that he can do, that will cause some other type. When I say assistance, mean assisting someone else to harm him. To get someone else to harm him doesn't mean he's not doing it himself, but he's assisting someone else, or he's getting someone else to harm. He doesn't even go to that level. The next part of the hadith, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the immigrant, the person who has made hijrat, is one who abstains from whatever Allah ta'ala has prohibited. Ulama explained there are two types of hijrat. One is a person leaves his land and he moves to another land. He leaves a land where sin is taking place, vice is taking place, and he moves to that land where Islam is found with. And another type of hijrat is this hijrat, which the hadith is speaking about here, is that a person leaves all those things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram, and he moves away from it. He goes away to those things that Allah Ta'ala has made clearly halal. He leaves everything that is haram. So this is such an important thing. He makes hijrat. We should ask ourselves daily when we in our businesses, when we work, in our thing, in our homes, that am I making hijrat? Am I moving away from all the gunas? Or am I staying in the gunas and I'm happy to stay in the gunas? A muhajir, a true muhajir, is one who abstains from whatever Allah Ta'ala made haram for him. If television is haram, I should take it out of my house. I shouldn't think about it now. I must increase the size of my screen. I must get a plasma. I must get this. Let me take it out. If Sahaba could leave Makkatul Mukarramah, leave Baytullah, and move out for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, what is hard for us to take out something that is haram from a house? Outside. We don't want anything that is doubtful. We must move away from those things that are haram, and those things that are haram that I would ask, we must take it out completely. If I got a bad habit of looking at haram on the computer, on the phone, immediately I must stop it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we did in yesterday's hadith, if a person keeps akhirat in front of him, he keeps maut in front of him, he keeps that destination where he has to land very soon, he has to touch down, the destination of qabr, he keeps that in front of him, then to stay away from all types of gunas become very easy. He just needs to think every night before he sleeps that when my body touches the qabr, when my body that is shrouded with this kafan, without any pockets there, without any money, without any cell phone, without any contacts, without any type of outside contact, when that body of mine is going to be lying in the qabr, is these things that I'm doing going to help me or they're going to harm me? And the person just thinks like that. Automatically it will help him to get some direction in life. He'll be able to make tawbah before he reaches that destination. Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes a reality, that we make complete tawbah before we can touch down. Then his contact will become Allah. Then his lights will become the nur from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his entertainment will be from the side of Allah. His food will be directly from the side of Allah. Everything he'll get directly. But that idea is to just think and remember every night we should make it a point. Just few minutes, it's called muraqabah. Just close the eyes and think that what will happen to me when I go into that qabr? Will that qabr be a means of inviting me, encouraging me, being a means of hospitality for me? Or will it be a means of punishment for me? Person just thinks for a few minutes and then he'll be able to make tawbah. It will give him a lot of guidance in life. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.